And for many, bicycles are a cheap way to get around Prince George. That's unless you have to replace a bike or two. The RCMP reporting a nearly 40% increase in bike thefts this year. And residents of Prince George told us their stories by phone.
My name is Lee Stewart. I'm the director of the Prince George VLA Enhancement Association. We have, obviously, a problem. I've personally experienced quite a number of occasions where we've been cleaning up bike parts and whatnot from the Hudson Bay Waterway in the VLA. It's sort of a standing joke. You see somebody riding by here with two bikes and a bike frame on the back of their bike on a regular basis. I believe very strongly that there is an industry that is certainly profiting from this. People stealing a bike, people taking the bike apart. The parts, the tires are worth money. The frames, in some cases, are worth money, and the parts, and then shipping them out of town, and that's why you're never seeing these bikes again.
Jen Fowler, I work in retail. We're living in a different place down on Allward Street, and someone went in the shed, took the bike. I was in Missouri. I was not happy. I had to go buy another bike. I work in retail. I can't afford to keep replacing a bike.
My name is Edward Quinlan. I neglected that my bike was still in my truck bed when I decided to stop off and get some groceries. When I went out to my truck, my bike was gone. My heart decided to fall through the bottom of my stomach. I was beyond gutted. It's worth close to $5,000 if you totaled everything up and bought it all retail. I had assembled it over the course of probably 6 years or so. I built the wheel set, and it has parts on it from a variety of different bikes that I've ridden over the years and gradually just put together. So yeah, it has a huge amount of sentimental value. I was beyond crestfallen. But a month later, it was found on a buy and sell ad. And long story short, it was apprehended by the police because it was some dodgy people who were selling it.
My name is Kelsey Larson. I work as a bartender and a waitress. It was actually my brother's bike. He didn't have any transportation. It was really hard for him to get back and forth, so he just had his bike to rely on for school and boxing and his job and whatnot. And he just came out of boxing one day and saw that it was gone, and he had bought like a really expensive chain to tie it up with too and make sure that it didn't get stolen. It was really hard for him and heartbreaking, so we looked around town for a long time for it, and it wasn't until a year later that he bought out of school with some kids riding it.
My name is Arthur Shipfell, and I am a driving instructor and a residential carrier. I was living in the area of town. It's a little bit of a rougher area. My mom and dad had given me some bikes. Three that were working. Yeah. Enough parts to fix up maybe two or three more bikes. And they were in our carport. Things started getting taken. Bikes were taken. And even when I locked up things with a chain and a lock, it got cut and things were taken. It just kept going on and on. I moved. I had enough. I moved.
Andrea Kennedy. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I made my son ride his bike to school. We got to the school. I dropped him off. I locked his bike up. I finally went to go get it, and it wasn't there. The bike lock was laying on the ground. They stripped the bike lock. My son's out his brand new bike that he got for his birthday. I'm on low income, so I can't even afford to get him a new bike. I've got a devastated kid, and that's our means of getting everywhere in town. The only way we get around is we bike. We don't drive. None of us have a license. We don't have a vehicle. We bike to the store to get groceries. We have trailers that we haul our groceries home in. He's really upset. I told him that I'm really sorry. I went to go get your bike, and it was gone. He's mad with people in general. He says that people are just horrible. Why would someone steal a kid's bike? Why would someone steal, period?
Residents of Prince George telling us how they said bye to the bicycles due to a recent rise in thefts. Frustrating. From what I've heard from people in the community, I've seen the pop-up little chop shops as part of a report I did last year, and we've seen some of the telltale signs. Some bikes worth more than vehicles on the road, but quite a difference when a bike is stolen than when a vehicle is stolen. And I've even wondered, would a bike bait program work or track app technology? What do you think would deter would-be thieves from snatching bikes? Tell us, has your bike been stolen in Prince George? Did you get it back? Let us know on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North, or call us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. And you can also email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.